This is a presentation of a new transcribed feature, a five-a-week daytime serial program, The Story of Aunt Mary. In a few minutes, we'll entertain you with a typical episode from this famous radio story, just as broadcast. But first, assuming that you are not here to be entertained, but to work, we'll give you the business facts in connection with the availability of this program for your local or sectional use. Now, these facts include some rather amazing figures. And please remember, before bringing them to you, we've checked their reliability thoroughly. Also, for your convenience, we are limiting ourselves to the essential figures without which you could not fully measure the value to you of this unusual transcribed offering. Now, as you know, the biggest expenditure by leading national advertisers among all the various forms of radio promotion is in daytime serials. The products advertised on these network serial programs are leaders in sales in grocery and drug stores throughout the country. So it seems a reasonable business conclusion that the manufacturers of these products have learned how to get the most for their advertising dollars. Obviously, a good many other successful advertisers know this. But producing a daytime serial for local or sectional use of the quality broadcast by these national leaders would require prohibitive cost. Now, for the first time, a fine serial actually broadcast for a famous national advertiser with a rating which makes it a leader among serials is available to you for use in your own market. Aunt Mary has been a Western Network program for years. The various rating figures, which we'll show you later in detail, place it consistently in the first dozen or so of the many five-a-week shows broadcast by the national networks. And of equal importance, you can use Aunt Mary with assurance of a long-continued broadcast. You needn't worry about having to look for something else at the end of 6 months or a year, just when you have promotion plans for a program all worked out and beginning to bring results. At present, over 600 Aunt Mary programs with proven ratings are available to you. And now, to give you a little rest from my voice, suppose you visit with Aunt Mary for a minute. Then I'll return and go over with you some new and not generally known figures about daytime radio.
I think your best introduction to me and to my family here on Willow Road Farm will be through the episode you will hear in a few minutes of the broadcast of our story. So I'd like to tell you something of the friends I've acquired during a period of years. It's meant so much to me to learn from the many letters I receive that people have taken me and my family to their hearts, that they follow our story with such keen interest. It's heartwarming to receive letters telling how our story and its handling of daily problems has helped others solve similar problems. It's an appreciated responsibility to get letters asking for help and advice. An equal satisfaction is to see the number of letters that identify me and our story with the fine products which make our program possible. Of course, I don't know about sales figures and returns and all that sort of thing, so somebody else will have to tell you that. But I do know from the mail I receive that I and my family have made the sort of friends who are not only consistent listeners, but who are also loyal friends of the sponsors who bring to these listeners our daily visits with them. I hope they can become loyal friends to you, too.
Thank you, Aunt Mary. Now, friends, almost anyone can theorize about types of radio programs. But we're talking to you as a businessman, so we'll do you the courtesy of sticking to the facts and figures about daytime radio serials. This information comes from an imposing group of authorities. We won't take time now for their names and titles, but later when we go into the details of listener rating data with you, we can show you who they are and of the authority with which they speak. Now, suppose we assume that you and I are looking into the use of a daytime serial for the promotion of our business. I'll speak for both of us and ask the questions we would want answers to. We'll ask these questions of a representative of our research department who is here with the data about which I spoke. All right, here's the first question. How many women listen to daytime serials? Of all the women at home in the daytime, 54% listen to serial programs. The average, hearing 5 8/10 different serials per day.
Well, that certainly is impressive. Now, which women listen to daytime serials? That is, will I reach a cross-section, or are they a particular type of some sort?
Well, by economic groups, 35% of the A group, 48% of the B group, 56% of the C group, and 61% of the D group listen. By cultural groups, 41% of the high, 56% of the average, and 59% of the low groups listen. Now, within each cultural group among the daytime serial listeners, there's no significant difference between listener and non-listener in, happiness, social intelligence, nor in attitude towards self, family, or community.
Sounds like all sorts of women listen. I know my wife does every day. And I'm glad to have you prove she's just a nice average girl. Well, now, what are women doing while listening? How can they spare all that time for one type of radio?
Well, 31% of the time they're listening only. 26% of the time doing kitchen work. 20% general housework. 12% sewing. 7% eating. 2% dressing. 2% reading or playing cards or other games. In other words, 1/3 of the time listening only. 2/3 of the time listening while doing housework or other things around the house.
And what else do women listen to in the daytime?
Well, our latest figures show that the average listening per day is divided something like this. These figures may have changed a little, you understand, but not very much. Miscellaneous shows, 13 minutes. Audience participation shows, 14 minutes. Music, 27 minutes. News, 31 minutes. Serial programs, 1 hour, 18 minutes.
Well, that could be because there are more serials to listen to.
Oh, no. No, because during any quarter hour of the day in typical cities, there are 5 or more non-serial programs available to these same listeners.
Well, what are some of the leading products in the advertising of which daytime serials play such a major part?
Well, now let's see. There's Oxydol, Babbel, Bisquick, Dreft, Ovaltine, Sweetheart Soap, Folgers Coffee, Ivory Soap, Anison, Gold Medal Flower, Tony Permanent Wave, Does, Spry, Swansdown Cake Flour, Postum, Crisco, Baker's Chocolate, Camay Soap, Maxwell House Coffee, Wheaties.
It sounds like the blue book of merchandising success, doesn't it? But tell me, if it was your money, would you buy Aunt Mary?
Well, I don't think I ought to express an opinion.
Now, go ahead. Or is it against the ethics of your profession?
Well, you've heard my figures. No other type of radio can equal them. And you yourself said the sponsors of this type sounded like a blue book of success. Now, if I were an advertiser, I'd want success. Does that answer you?
That's the most carefully stated yes I ever heard. Coming from a man as cautious as you, it makes the impressive figures we've been hearing all the more impressive. Thank you for giving them to us.
You're very welcome. I hope they've helped you.
A word now about the top talent who produced the Aunt Mary program. The author is Virginia Crosby, who has written 4 famous nationally broadcast serials in addition to Aunt Mary. Road of Life for Procter & Gamble, Today's Children for General Mills, The Guiding Light for General Mills, and Arnold Grimm's Daughter for General Mills. The director is George L. Fogel, actor, stage manager, and director of the New York Theater before coming into radio, and for over 7 years, director of Ma Perkins for Procter & Gamble, probably the best known and most successful of all daytime serials. Aunt Mary is played by Miss Jane Morgan, loved by radio listeners throughout the country for her roles in Cavalcade of America, Screen Guild, Jack Benny's Show, Point Sublime, Dr. Christian, The Bob Hope Show, Our Miss Brooks, and a number of other shows. The rest of the cast is also of star caliber. Lefty Larkin is played by Fred Howard, successful songwriter and radio writer, in addition to almost constant appearances on famous radio programs. Jane Webb, as Peggy Mead, on the air ever since she was 9, is noted for her portrayals in Tom Mix, The Bartons, The Baxters, and Those Websters. Pat McGeehan is Ben Calvert, one of radio's great character actors, widely known for his parts on Big Town, The Abbott and Costello Show, The Durante Show, Hollywood Star Time, and The Red Skelton Show. Josephine Gilbert is Kit Calvert. Jack Edwards of the famous Edwards family is Bill Meade. Irene Pedro is Jesse Calvert. Jay Novello is David Bowman. And in other parts are such top radio performers as Tom Collins, Cy Kendall, Betty Lou Gerson, and Ken Peters. Now, let's hear an episode of Aunt Mary as it's available transcribed for your local or sectional use.